John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight for one show. Tomorrow and Saturday, two shows at 7:30 and 10, and another one on Sunday. What is this, vaudeville? All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is the one, the only, Todd Glass.
So we can blow. We can blow. Come on.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you gotta have some, excitement in the air.
Yeah, well, now, I know you were on Jimmy Kimmel last night, but, you don't get a live studio audience everywhere you go.
Well, it's nice. I like a round of applause even when I leave my house in the morning. Uh-huh. I hired my neighbor's kids. Today I'm going to be leaving around 10:30. Just stand outside and applaud and bang on a pail. I took that rhythm from Don Rickles. Seems like something he would say. The set last night, I'll tell you what was different about it for me and what I loved about it. I've never done a set like that with a whole band.
I've got to come to your show this weekend because I have not seen you do this band thing. And it's been going on for a few years now.
I know. And I think sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I think people, maybe they think, oh, Todd just likes to say in a band. No, I don't pretend, even when I put with my band on an advertisement, I don't specify that I'm doing stand-up. I'm not trying to break off and have a singing career.
But
I get that some people might wonder why, and it was just when I was younger, I went to see, Rodney had a band, and I saw Don Rickles, and he had a band, but I never thought I could do it.
Do you find yourself to be funnier with the band?
Yes.
You really do?
I do. I feel like...
Because it's obviously we don't have a band right now.
Thank you very much.
God bless America!
But, it's good to be in Philadelphia. You're here in the... What's this area called again?
Ballykinwood
in 2 minutes. I used to have an uncle. I called him 2 minutes Ballykinwood Barry.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, 2 minutes Ballykinwood Barry. He's always... I live in Ballykinwood. We're 2 minutes. I can be in Lafayette Hills. 3 minutes, I'm at the Passyunk Expressway. I go in the Broward. The 2 minutes, we get that. 5 minutes, I'm in the thing. 2 minutes, I get that. 16 minutes, I'm in Pensauken. I can't believe it. 21 minutes, I just moved to Ballykinwood, Todd, did I tell you? 18 minutes, I'm in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I can't believe it. 11 minutes. Is that 2 hours, Florida. I get on a plane. 2 hours, I'm in Florida. I get on a jitney. I'm right over in Sandalwood, New Jersey in 18 minutes.
Why is the piano player talking?
That's the shtick. I gave you a little flavor, John. What happened?
Had I known, we would have given him a microphone.
He doesn't need a mic. That's part of it.
That's it.
Well, because it's funnier.
Oh, my God. Do you give out Ritalin to people when they walk into the building for your shows?
Thank you very much. I just got infused from City Hydration, so I usually have a lot of energy. But why not have more? What, do you want a comedian coming in, falling asleep in here? I come in, I do the work.
You do the work. You do.
I mean, people are listening. It's tough times right now. People are listening in their cars, on the train. I try to come in prepared. Yes, some people might go, bring it down a little. I say bring it up a little with your bring it down a little. And that's my point.
Okay, good. All right.
Here's what I really want to talk about, if you don't mind. Did you ever eat something? And this is a serious question.
I have eaten something.
But did you ever eat something because the trash is further than you want to walk? Like, you want to throw it out, but your mouth is closer than the trash. Like a piece of food that's the last part of it. You're like, I should throw this out. But if I don't, I don't know.
Yes.
To be honest, maybe I just like eating out of the trash.
See, this is what happens when you get a B12 shot just before you walk in the studio.
I got a whole drip bag.
Really?
Well, because I feel, I feel like a guy that's got a lot of rest last night.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't.
Right.
I ate Wawa. I couldn't stop. I got soft pretzels. I eat one the minute I get in there.
I know that you have this Wawa habit every time you come to town.
I love it.
You've got to get to Wawa. You got to get your pretzel. You got to get your hoagie.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Watch your mouth.
Do you bring these back to the hotel room?
I do. I bring them back, and I try to, get a... I got a good floor this time. It overlooks the city.
Uh-huh.
So there's nothing like... And sometimes I'll go down to the bar and get a real plate. And then I put the Wawa hoagie on a plate, treat it with respect, and act like I'm at an Italian place, and they brought this Italian sandwich to me. Makes it better.
Right.
And it's that good. That's how Wawa is that good, because when I do it, I'm looking out over the city, I'm in my room, maybe smoking a little bit, eating a Wawa hoagie on a real plate. I think life is pretty good.
Right, all right. You're in a hotel room, right? You've ordered food, or you brought in from Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat at the desk? Do you eat at the, sometimes they have that little sofa in the room and, maybe there is a little coffee table or something like that.
Yeah.
Or are you one of those people who lays on the bed and, pulls up the sheet like it's a giant napkin, right, and eat it there on your chest?
By the way, the last one is not what I do, but God bless it. I bet it's the easiest and most fun with the sheet. Like, I never thought, it's a giant napkin. You literally tuck it into your shirt. Right.
It's not my sheets. I'm not sleeping here tomorrow. They're beautiful. Changing them tonight.
I begrudge nobody if they chose to do that. Let me tell you that, because that's probably the most fun. But I definitely turn the light out or put a towel over it.
Right.
I don't want. I have a system for making my hotel room swankier than a jazz club, and it takes me about 4 minutes.
Because when you say you put, I put a towel over it, it sounds like you're eating naked.
No. why? The towel would be before, you know, like when a lamp is too bright in a hotel room.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I missed the lamp part.
Put a towel over
it.
Okay.
All right.
Now I have gels that I use. And
really?
And black tinfoil, honestly.
No. You're dead serious.
And I know that when I tell you this, that I'm going to be, in most cases, sometimes people are like, that's good that you do that. Other times you face this weird ridicule and judgment.
I was going for ridicule and judgment.
I knew you were. Okay. I'm one step ahead of you and two steps behind you, six steps over, 14 steps right over here. Puts me right back where
I'm. He's doing numbers again, John. You should be adding in here.
16, carry to 3. You put the 2 above it. 16 minus the 7. Okay, 4. Go to 3. Get to 7.
I'm so confused.
So, the gels.
Right, the gels.
Black tinfoil. Do you know what black tinfoil is?
I would assume it's tin foil that's black.
Yeah. And they use it when they're doing, like, what do you call it?
Photography.
Yeah. Photographers.
That's great that you use your fingers like this. Like, it wasn't quotes, because it wasn't doing 4 fingers. No. It was only doing 2. And for some reason, his camera has a button on both sides.
Yes, ambidextrous.
I was doing it for both of you. I was doing it one over here,
I appreciate
here.
That, so anyway, including me.
It's the same thing as tin foil, but it's black. And I bought, like, a roll of it, but I rip a piece off. And not attempts at just scrunching it around the bulbs, because I want light. And then I have these other things. They're you know what gels are?
They come like
2 by 2 feet. You can cut them with the scissors. Right. You make a loop and put a piece of tape, and you just slip them over the bulbs. Because a lot of times on the road, my favorite thing to do is go back to the room with the comedians. And I realize it's not the best atmosphere. Even if you have your own, like, this place has a separate living room.
Now I play cool music.
Uh-huh. And it feels right.
Now let me get this straight. There's an opener, a middle, and then you, the star. All right. Show's over. Mm-hmm. You now bring 2 men back to your room. You dim the lights. You play jazz music.
Who said 2 men? Go back and listen to the interview.
Good point. Assumption. This is Louis C.K. Part 2.
This part in the Bella. Oh, don't even try it. Don't even try it. You went boom. You got bang. You went boom, 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 boom. You bazoozles, bazazzled. You're in a paper bag. And
when was the last time a woman opened for you?
A woman opened for me?
Yeah. We're done now, aren't we? You go back to the hotel room with 2 men from the, you did the comedy show with. Yeah. The lights are dimmed. You're playing jazz music.
Yeah.
Do they think that they're having part of the hoagie, or do they think that they're having part of the sausage?
Let me tell you something. Everybody knows when I'm eating, they're not getting any part of it. Matter of fact, sometimes you're at a restaurant, and they bring a dessert to the table, and they bring extra spoons. And I really think this. I would never say it. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. You don't bring my dessert and decide we're all going to be sharing it. You know, if you want to bring one on the house with 10 spoons, because now I feel bad. I got to take 9 of the spoons and hand them back to her and go, thank you, but we're good. We're good. Tell my friends. No, it's not turning in to...
Order your own dessert.
Yeah, for your own dessert.
Todd Glass
is
appearing tonight for 1 show, 2 tomorrow and Saturday, although the Saturday 7:30 show is pretty close to sold out. And then another show on Sunday. You can get tickets through Helium Comedy. .com or 215-496-9001. It is always good to see you.
Thank you.
I'm right now trying to figure out, did you have the 9 donuts, or was it the B12 that caused this morning?
This is better than donuts, what I'm feeling right now. Thank you, City Hydration.
Send them a bill for $300 for the City Hydration Club.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.